There we go. Okay, we are. I think we're live. Welcome to the Sage the Intern podcast, y'all. I'm Frankie. Sage is here.
Hello.
We have new friend Margie is here joining us in the Sage the Intern verse. The multiverse. Hi. It is the Sage the Intern section of the multiverse. And I need for us to talk about dreams. But Margie, hi, hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited for you to be here because Margie is the one who taught me the pee in the pool thing about Sage the Intern. Have I talked to you about the pee in the pool thing?
No, yap to me about that.
Okay. Yap to us about, tell us about the pee in the pool. Okay. So this is like an energy sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. So when you're trying to figure out, I was trying to describe to someone how to visualize where someone's energy is. So if you're looking for someone's individual energy signature, how to find it. And it was like, you can't really do a radio dial because that's, you know, only one plane of existence. Mm-hmm. And it came to me when I was talking to Frankie the other day of the using the pool. So imagine that you're a person that's got a young child and they've peed in the pool and you have to find where in this pool the warm spot is.
So that's kind of
how you energetically feel around until you find the warm spot. And then
that's how you know you found them.
Yep.
And you can
do that. I love it.
You can do that. So I've been doing this thing where I try to find the energy and tune into the energy of the Big Sioux River around here, right? Is what I've been doing. Sage the Intern. I know
what? Lay it on me.
Okay. I know everyone already thinks that I'm wild insane, but I'm going to be, I'm about to sound insaner. I'm about to sound insaner. Get ready. I was walking my dog doing the tune into the river thing. And like, it's nighttime. It's dusk. I've been watching deers like eat from the trees and stuff by the river. And I see these four deer in like a field in front of me. And I stopped and I was watching them for a couple of minutes because they were just like hanging out. And they eventually kind of noticed me there with Lucy and started to walk away. And so I started to like keep walking forward, right? Because they were leaving. And then I saw this like light to like behind and to the right of me. This was like dream world. It was like a dream world situation, but I was awake. It's in this dream world. But I see this like light and it's like there was a street light above me and there's no street lights at the park that I'm in. And I turned to look. And there's not a light. And then I turn back and the deer are back where they were, like they hadn't walked away. And I'm closer to them now.
It had a glitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a jump cut. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. This is amazing. And I texted my friend Jeff about it. And then I started walking and I did the, okay, Sage, we talked about this one dream. I had the kitchen wall and my kitchen wall changed. And I was like, oh, it's okay that changes like that because that's what happens if you are figuring out how to go lucid in this world instead of dream world. And then so last night I was like, oh, wait, it's like the kitchen dream and I didn't do anything with it. I've gotten lucid. What do I do with it? How do I create this? What? And it was very exciting and I still have no idea what to do with it. But it made me start doing, because also I have been doing the hand thing. Margie, tell us about the hand thing.
So if during the day, if you're wanting to go to lucid dreaming, you have to have a way of grounding your psyche, right? So if you look at your hand several times a day and just kind of look at it and then move it, either side, both sides, whatever, just kind of notice your hand. So when you're in a dream, you can look at your hand and that kind of brings you into realizing you're actually conscious where you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
So I've been doing
one of those grounding techniques.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, but that's kind of what I've been doing with the river too. And hey, hi, hello to Brian John, and thank you for him and the support of the Parapost Network because he's letting us use some streaming stuff, and that's why I figured out kind of sort of a background. He's helping me out with prettying things up in this, again, making this dream world very cool, pretty sauce. But I'm super excited about it. And I have been doing that, the hand thing, where I'm like checking out my hand during the day Yeah. And I've only been doing that for a couple, but then I'm also doing that tune into the river energy, which is also like a grounding thing, right? Like get into that river energy, which is very, I don't like, you can kind of start to feel the current a little bit. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I've made myself sound wildly insane, which is a thing that we
need to be. What's it say about us?
It just means that we all belong to the same pee in the pool is right. What it means. Right. That's what it is. We just belong to that same pee in the pool. So what crazy dreams have y'all had lately? Or have you had any glitches in your matrices?
I don't think so.
Not lately.
I think both of them get a reject from me.
Both of them get a reject from Sage the intern. Aww.
Yeah. I haven't been sleeping naked.
Well, okay, but
that's my problem.
Have we explained that to the audience yet? I don't know that we have. Did we explain that last time?
We have explained it every single time.
No, we haven't.
The audience should know by now.
The audience should know. Okay, Sage the intern, tell us your method. The method that Sage the intern uses, tell Margie.
So the method is you have to get your room super, super cold, but your bed has to be nice and warm. It's a Swedish method. I cannot remember or probably pronounce what the name of it. And then I like to put a fan and get naked, but to each their own. But getting naked works, so you have to get naked. That's a requirement.
It works.
Actually, chilly.
Yeah.
I saw a license plate today that said get naked. So you know what? That's just a synchronicity.
It's true.
There it is. It's true. The license plate said so. Sage the intern, God Sage the intern, placed the license plate in my experience today to make sure that I would know that her method of dream remembrance was correct.
And it works. It's true.
It works.
I'll have to try that. I haven't done that.
It works.
She pinky promises. Oh, I love it. So
that's neat.
What other fun little things do we want to go and explore in our girl ADHD today?
Oh, my brain's empty ever since I dealt with all my Google Chrome tabs deleting. And I...
Oh, no.
Guess what?
Gone, and so I'm so sad.
Well, Margie's super crazy smart times. Maybe she can come up with a clever fixy fix for you for later. Yeah, we can look at that and we'll figure it out.
See if we can.
I've tried.
Have you looked in your history file?
Yep. They're all gone.
Oh,
I did all the restorations, all of them. I've Googled, I've Reddited, nothing. Nothing worked for me.
I've Reddited. Where's everybody in the comments? If somebody out there has some kind of a smarty smart fun time, fix them ups for Sage so that she can get all of her Google tabs back. Like, help us figure it out.
Even some of the techniques that worked for other people, they just didn't work on my computer, and I'm so sad.
And
some of
the
tabs are years.
And the upper right, upper left-hand arrow doesn't show you the recently closed ones. Those were not the ones that you...
I tried it right away as soon as my computer booted when I saw they weren't appearing, and it just didn't... Nothing was there. All my history had cleared.
Say to the intern, you know what? We need to we need to find a way to dream jump cut fix it where we like go back and take it out. That's what we need to figure out. How do you do the thing in the jump cut film sequence? Because time isn't, actually linear. We just think it is. How do you go in and pull that
time
out?
Travel.
Go back and pull them all out.
And you don't have to just pull out that part where they were gone and then smoosh the film back together and like, oh, they were never gone. We have to figure out how to do that.
I know. I need that because some of them were old. There were old tabs that I needed.
I will get my magical tongs out and maybe something wonderful will happen like when we had our core memories unlocked. Maybe you need a tongs or your scissors again to play with and some magical idea.
Oh, now I'm playing with headphones this time.
Well, we got to get you a set of tongs.
And they're squishy. I need a squish thing for my new job. I just need something. I need something. Let's talk about that. I need something squishy at my job.
Let's talk about that. What kind of squishy things? Margie, what are some of your favorite squishy things? Well, a stress toy. What about?
Yeah, stress toy or I use rice, excuse me, used to, when I lived up north, I had rice bags that I would use to warm my shoes or put in my pockets, put them in the microwave, put them in my pockets.
Oh, we use corn here.
And they're a bit squishy. Yeah,
We use corn here.
It works.
Mm-hmm. Stage the intern, that was a double S.
Just don't microwave it so long it pops.
I know. Or it just burns. You smell the burning popcorn and you're like, oh,
my footy warmers are ready.
My footy warmers are burning. I don't know either of these tricks. So I'm glad that you have shared this wonderful knowledge with us and the audience that you can heat up bags of rice. Are these like,
I'll bring you one, Haley. I'll bring you a bag of rice. It's like a cloth bag.
I just use old socks.
Easy peasy. I actually
went to the dollar store one time and got baby socks.
Ooh,
the little baby socks
smart.
From the dollar store. So they were clean and fresh and thin, and it worked well.
That's a good idea.
And you put that
in
your shoes?
Talking about the dollar
store.
Okay. Yeah, you warm them up and put them in the shoes.
You put them in your shoes.
Yeah, in
after
the winter.
You warm
so, you're,
it up.
So you're not putting your feet in cold shoes in the morning.
Oh, I like that. That's a nice, like, what a fun little, like, make my life more convenient, happier, toasty toes in the wintertime. How have I lived in the Midwest for 37 years and no one has ever told me to put a hot bag of rice in my shoes? What?
I don't know.
Nonsense. Tell me about your
We need to get you some new friends.
Well, that's why you guys are here, because you're supposed to give me all the cool knowledge about the stuff that I don't know. I've seen like the rice bag things that are like the big ones for your neck or whatever on Etsy and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
But I did not know, Sage the intern, that you could fill them with corn as well.
Yeah, we do corn out here.
We do corn. Double S does corn. On her farm, they don't have rice bags.
On the farm. No rice gets eaten.
No rice
corn that goes out to the cows gets put in bags.
That works.
I like it. That's good. Tell us about the dollar store, Sage the intern.
Oh, okay. I've been searching really hard. So there's this super cute set of... So it's honeycomb chargers plus a bee plate plus a bee bowl. And I have all the cups and the towels for this set. But I don't have the plates or the charger or the bowls. I'm searching hard, but they're at Dollar Tree. Also, sorry if you see Chuck.
Oh, no, that's okay. Hi, Chuck. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Chuck.
You need some pets in life.
Aw, we all need some pets in life. I understand that. Like, I get it. This is a set of a design that is only at Dollar Tree is what you're looking for, and it's all bee themed.
It must be at Dollar Tree. I gotta reverse Google search it. I should take a picture of the pattern and see if I can get it anywhere else, because it's so cute and it's just my thing.
I know it's your thing. You've got the bee thing going on, and so does Margie have the bee thing going on. But can we, for just a hot second, talk about how that is really kind of a grandma, like my 90-year-old grandmother has that sort of thing.
I'd say
to the intern, I don't mean that in a bad way. I love it. But you know what I mean? Like back in the day when there were like sets of dishes and things that all had, like, why am I thinking of something that's like white and blue? Is that, Margie,
I'm
do you know?
White or blue.
Okay, but back in the day, there was such things as like it must have been something.
It was probably good china.
Yeah,
it was something
a lot
like
of
that.
There was a flower, the blue flowers around the edge, or you're thinking the Corning, because the Corningware had the blue was a white.
I think that yes. Oh yeah. Yes, and I'm pretty sure my dad tried so hard to get us to keep that stuff, and I was like, dad, nobody wants that. Like what?
Oh man, that is
you should have kept
stuff.
That.
They sell for like crazy money now.
I don't have none of it anymore. Sorry, we're gonna have to find another way. Sage the intern, we got to start our ag store.
Ag store.
Yep.
Sage the intern.
It,
one time,
so now we're gonna do.
She
it.
Had a dream. Let's talk about this for a little bit because that's fun.
It's been so long, Haley. I don't remember any of the details.
Well, I do because it was gone. Our beautiful ag store. She had a dream that we were selling tractor supplies, essentially.
Parts.
And cool. She had a really cool office with sunflowers on it.
And yeah, actually, I do remember the office part. Because yeah. It was down a really long hallway, and there's a bunch of open rooms.
Well, some of those open rooms are like Margie's there. So Margie, put yourself in our egg store in Dreamland.
Yep.
And then
come to our egg store.
Come to our egg store. What are you going to sell? What are you going to sell in our? Because we're also doing art, and she's Sage the intern is also making sourdough bread and things of sourdough bread nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yum.
What are you going to sell? What are the things you like to make?
So many. Oh, let me show you.
Yes.
Cute.
Ooh. Is that one of those like quilted bags?
Yep.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
It's got a zipper on the bottom for your shoes.
For your shoe again? What?
So if you're traveling,
yeah,
so you can open this up and put your shoes underneath.
Oh, well, that's super fun.
Haley, your brain is empty. Why is your brain empty today?
Well, everybody else came here with their brains empty. I thought I could let mine be empty. My brain's so full of nonsense and stuff all day long. I thought maybe
I could
have it empty for just a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
To just experience. I like that. That's beautiful.
I do so many hobbies. So many hobbies.
But that's the girl ADHD thing.
I'm creating hobbies. I need more hobbies.
What do you mean you're creating hobbies? What kind, like,
I'm creating hobbies. I need new hobbies.
But let's talk about
this. Because I didn't have any. Because all I did was college. And now I'm not. Because all I did was college. So I need new hobbies.
Well, guess what? We will come up with some fun. We can come up with some fun new podcast hobbies for you. We're going to do all kinds of fun, silly stuff.
Moving hobbies or sitting hobbies?
Both. I play one video game that I'm addicted to, and that's a sitting hobby. So now I need a moving hobby. Oh, also, I got my first paycheck today. Yippee!
Yay! Congratulations.
Oh, wait.
Thank you.
I love it. Different topic, but you are rich, and we are pulling it in from the multiverse that we all get super rich enough that we can sit here and hang out with all of our beautiful, wonderful friends on the onlines all day long. But Sage the intern, tell us more about your hobbies you're trying to, what other hobbies are you trying to create?
Well, so I used to embroider when I was in high school, and high school was easy for me.
I love embroidery.
So I should get back into that.
Did you ever do cross stitch?
I didn't cross stitch as much as I embroidered. I really like embroidering.
Cross stitch is a little too, I don't know.
It's just a bunch of X's, in my opinion.
Well, it is, but like you can be a little bit more free-flowing with embroidery. You can be a little more fluid. Mm-hmm. You have more options to be kind of silly fun with it. Yeah. Margie, something tells me you embroidered.
I do.
Like
I do.
What?
I cross-stitch, I embroider. I do French knot designs.
Oh, I love those. French knots are like, those are fun on there. I like that.
Yeah,
I was a knitter in another life. I was a knitter, crocheter, yarn dyer. Like I think I've showed Margie my big blanket of all my hand dyed yarn that I made into a knitted into a quilt. What's that? That is such a girl ADD thing though, isn't it? That like we have to have so many hobbies and things that we're doing all the time. What is that? Talk to me about that.
I think it's just that we get interested in something and we want to be able to do it all. You don't want to have to stop. For me, you don't want to have to stop and go get more supplies. So you buy all the supplies and then you're like, oh, that's too much. I'm done.
I have done that. I have that problem where I am like, you know, that I was going on Pinterest and every new like craft hobby supply, something or other, I'd be like, I could do that. I want to try that. I want to try punch needle. Punch needle looks super cool. Have you seen punch needle?
Yeah.
I have a punch needle.
Me too.
Well, look, yeah, of course you do. Of course you go fetch by you too. I got rid of a lot of that stuff in the move, but like, yeah, all that stuff and the quilting stuff. Like I wanted to do sewing for a while and I, you know, obviously do my art now and I want to play with all the paint and the.
Have you done any of that pouring, the pouring designs?
I did. That's I just did like four of them. But that's why I love it. Cause it's your fingers get all full of paint and it's messy. I love it. I want to do it in a bigger scale.
Oh, really?
I think
you would really like my older sister.
Your older sister that you don't get along with is the one that I would really like. That's an interesting.
Yeah, you would like her for all the artsy stuff. I'm not saying your personality is great, but you'd like her for all the artsy fartsy stuff.
I like the artsy fartsy stuff. I think it's a fun time. Mm-hmm. We'll bring all that in there too. I love it. Tell me more. What are moving hobbies then? Tell me about the moving hobbies.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I used to have a phone on my app that would track how much I walked, and it was like you walk to a place.
Oh, well, neat.
This is why I like to do the going hiking with my dog at the park, right? Because I can just let her kind of lead me around, and we'll get a little teeny bit losty, but and then we'll. I get plenty of miles in just following her wherever we're going.
That's neat.
That's a thing my sister likes to do too. Let the dog lead where you're going and just kind of go with where. I don't know. Sage, you don't do that. You train your dogs.
Yeah, well, my dogs are a little bit more trained, but the one thing that you have an advantage for that I don't is you have small dog advantage.
I do have small dog advantage.
And I don't, because Richard is huge.
But
he's scared, but everyone should be scared of Chuck. Not Richard. But it's the opposite. Because Chuck is smaller.
But this would be good for,
and
like,
that's a problem.
Because I was out at the state park with Lucy and saw a fox, and I'm like, and I've seen like bobcat prints and stuff like that. And I'm like, it would probably be good to have a bigger dog or a gun or something. But I don't.
Bear spray.
That kind of thing. Probably get a backpack together of that sort of, like, it's not survival gear, but like hiking gear. Look at Sage the intern's doing research already.
I gotta Google something because it's in my Amazon cart, but I can't remember what it's called.
Tell me more things that you know about what I need to have out there for my hiking safety. Like, Margie, it seems like you, since you both are telling me things that I don't know about today, which is thing that I enjoy.
I live in the mountains of North Carolina, and I have had bears, foxes, coyotes all on my porch at one time or another. And you want to hear a story?
Yes.
Yeah.
So one day the cat was at my glass door and looking out there like, what's going on out there? And I'm like, what's going on out there? But it's dark. It's a new moon. So there's no moon. It's pitch black there. So I opened the glass door to look out the screen, and I don't see anything. So I go all the way across the house with the glass open, all the way across the house to get my flashlight. And I come back, and the hummingbird feeder that's 6 feet from me is going like this.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, that's not good. Because it's hanging from the eaves.
It's close to the house.
I take the flashlight, and the bear is walking off the porch.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, that could have been. He could have walked right through that screen and just come in.
And just come in and sat down on the couch and has been like, hey, make me some popcorn and put a movie on, would you?
Yeah. Or gotten scared and pooped all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, if a bear walked into my house, I might get scared and poop.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, that was stupid. That was really not bright to leave the glass open and walk across.
Well, but I mean, listen, somebody was watching out for you. You got some angels on your side being like, nope, listen, Mr. Bear, you don't get to go in the house today. Sorry, Baloo. Yeah. I mean, I do love Baloo the bear. I just, you know, that's kind of.
I don't want him in the house.
You don't want him in your house. Here's a question, ladies. Because that, we know the bear question, right? Like, how about this? Would you rather have to deal with a bear in like that, like, house setting, right? Or like crocodiles on your property because you're in like crocodiles, alligators, you're in like swamp land? Because I have tiny dog. I worry about my tiny dog, right? What would you rather have to contend with? I've never lived anywhere where there's crocodiles or alligators, but.
I don't know.
What was your question? Go back, restart.
Okay, like you live somewhere that you have dogs. You don't have bears and stuff in your area, Sage. But would you rather have to deal with in your backyard bears in the woods or crocodile alligator situation in the swamp? Bears. I would go with the woods too.
Yep.
But don't you think bears are probably a little more dangerous than crocodiles?
They're not interested in you. They're not interested in you.
No.
The bears are not interested. Yeah, no. Is that why your bear walked off? Like, you're too boring.
Yeah, they're Well, they're only going to prey on you if you're running from them or threatening their babies.
Okay, I didn't know what's the you're running for. So if you see a bear, don't
run. So if you see a bear and you start running, they will automatically chase you and get you. Because it's in their predator instinct and they have to catch you.
Yep.
I love that Sage says yep, like she just knows this information too. More information that I don't know. Like, okay, but there's the mushrooms in the trees.
Oh, the mushroom trees. I love the mushroom trees. But you're supposed to make yourself big and you're supposed to make loud noises. Because bears don't like that. But you have to categorize the bears, because if you're going to fight against a polar bear, you're dead. Like, there's
that's true. I'm thinking black bear, bears. So that's what I get exposed to. Yeah. Polar bear, you're out of luck.
Yeah. Polar bear, you're out of luck.
Probably grizzly, too. Guns. Right?
Grizzly aren't as bad.
No.
It's polar bear for sure, you're dead. And then it's black bear, which is the
polar
one.
Polar bear for sure, you're dead.
You have to make loud noises and bang.
Nah. That's what it was on my porch as a black bear.
I was going to say, like, if all you need to do is make loud noises, I'm totally safe. I'm loud enough. They'll stay away. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why I don't get bothered a lot when I go to Big Sioux, because I'm so loud, everything else just runs away.
It makes a big difference, though. You know, they have some people wear bells when they go out.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to wear
my... because it warns the animals you're coming, and they like they don't want to deal with
they
you.
Shoo.
No. I wonder when this happened. My uncle got attacked by a bear, and he had bear spray on it. He didn't. Okay, no, he was down. He was down, but one of his other hunting buddies who thought he was dead sprayed bear spray, and it comes out orange all over the bear's face, and it got into all of his wounds. It was bad.
Oh,
he's alive. He's kicking.
Good.
He's having fun.
Was down.
I don't think he'll ever go bear hunt. Not. It wasn't bear hunting. I think it was elk hunting in Montana again, probably.
Yeah. If the bears are chasing you, yeah, you have to get large. But if they're walking across your yard, like one of my neighbors across the street, he was raking up leaves in his yard and he heard a noise and he turns around and the bear's sitting watching him rake the leaves.
Yeah.
That's
why
okay, now
that's why the whole trend of would you rather have a man or a bear in the woods, everyone chooses bear.
Okay, but now this is kind of a fun thought for me that like I like to watch nature documentaries and live streams of like nature. What if the nature is watching us? Like we're entertainment TV stuff. Like the bear is just watching him rake the leaves, you know? And what we watch cooking shows, even though I don't want to cook, right? Like if we do weird things like that, maybe the bears are becoming sentient and they're starting to see us.
Becoming.
Well, you know, like more aware sentient like humans, you know what I'm saying? And they're looking for entertainment. That's what we need to do. How do we create entertainment for bears and other natures?
Music.
Oh, I love those videos online where there's the guy who's got the piano in the elephant sanctuary.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I love that. And they kind of start like, they do kind of like dance and they flap their ears and stuff and get all like happy.
Yep.
Aw. That's all we need to do is go hang out with some elephants and play piano. And that's how we have happy bears time. Right, Sage?
Happy bear.
We're a happy bear. We're going to hang out with the elephants.
Guys, if you're ever in the woods with a man or a bear, always choose the bear.
Choose the bear.
Always choose the bear. Because if a bear won't rape you, too, it'll most likely leave you alone unless it's a polar bear.
What is this thing with
a
polar bear?
And a man will do both of those things. What?
Well, again, I think I'm obnoxious enough. I scare men away all day, every day, Sage.
All you have to do is you're a little crazy and they're gone.
I'm too loud and obnoxious. They all run away. But look at you guys. That's what happens.
I don't think so.
That's what happens. Tell me about this. What's this polar bear situation, though? Because in my mind, I am thinking that I know of another YouTube something or other of a dude who is like friends with a polar bear, hangs out with a polar bear at a, like, I mean,
he got killed, dude.
By the polar bear?
I'm thinking of, the polar bear completely mauled him after a while.
Oh. Okay, well, I didn't see that part. I only saw the happy butterfly situation where they were friends.
Sage the intern. I'm trying to spell one-handedly. It's crazy.
She's going to find it. She's
bear
gonna...
hierarchy. How do you spell hierarchy? I don't know how to spell.
H. I'd have to say H.
We don't have Shashi paper.
H-I-R-A-R-C-H-Y, I think.
You want to know something else that's annoying? Sorry, my Google just pulled up, so now I got to rant about it. The stupid Google AI overview stuff. Get that out of here.
I'm so tired of that. It's so irritating.
I don't. And whenever I try to Google on Google how to get rid of it, they always tell me the same directions and it never works.
Because they don't want you to get rid of it. I don't even know what you're talking about, though, because I
Google something. Google bananas. Google pineapple. And
Google bananas. Oh, there's actually. Girl ADHD, I have a question for you all because this was a thought that I was having. How do we feel about bananas in smoothies?
They're too strong.
As long as you like banana.
No, I'm with Sage the intern.
They hide the flavor of kale, though, very well.
True.
But I don't mind the flavor of kale. I want more savory smoothies in my life is what I want. Sage the intern, I'm with you. Bananas, like... No,
they overpower everything.
Like, yeah, because everything that you have is just a banana smoothie if there's a banana in it.
That's true.
You don't like, it's not strawberry banana. It's just a banana smoothie that's kind of pink.
Yeah.
That's all kinda. It is. It's kind of pink.
I used to take smoothies to work and it was kale and blueberries and banana and all sorts of things. I would throw in whatever I had in the fridge, you know, some of each. And by the time you're at work, it's brown. And so people are looking at it like, what are you eating? I said, this is just my kale smoothie, but it's brown. That's because it's got banana and blueberry. Everything, you know, all those colors together makes it brown. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. Don't worry about what's in my glass. It's none of your business.
People need to touch up on their color theory.
Yeah, no kidding.
Talk to me about color theory. Informate me about color theory, ladies.
It's just when all the colors are mixed, they mix to brown.
Oh, I thought we were doing more like, Marge, there's energy color something or other stuff that I'm thinking of. What am I thinking of?
Aura? You thinking aura? Aura?
Auras for, I've not seen a brown aura, though. That would be interesting.
Do you see auras?
Sometimes.
Can you?
I used to more often.
Like, if you were focusing on it?
I more feel the energy than see now, at the moment.
Mm. The pee in the pool thing.
Cycles. Yeah.
You feel the energy more than you see it. Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer or do you have a preference?
Feeling.
I like the feeling too.
I can feel so much more than I can see.
I agree. You get, and there's more information, right?
If it seems like, yeah. And there's, and to me, it's not me assessing based on what I'm seeing, it's automatically feeling it.
Yes. The visual sort of thing where you're trying to categorize based on your visual points of reference.
Yeah, it puts your mental abilities into it. What you know, what you've been told, what you've been trained to believe versus what you automatically get from spirit if you're feeling something.
That's a little intuitive space too that I need to kind of work in and play around with a little bit more and figure out. I don't know. What tips do you have for us? Sage the intern, you're an effortless god. What do you do to find pee in the pool?
Pee in the pool. So I think like when we did that conference, I think it's definitely, it starts with people. I judge people by their book cover. I do. Really? I judge books by their cover. That's how I am. If you aren't wearing colorful colors, I don't like you as much as I do with people with colors.
With color? What do you mean? What?
When we were at the conference, I made you talk to every single person that had colors on.
Well, that's why I was like, you made me with the colorful, colory people are the ones that you would point me out to and say, Frankie, go talk to that lady in the pink suit. I was like, okay, I'll go.
And all of them are really cool people. Now, you can't judge the neutral color people either, because sometimes your skin tone just works with neutral. Just how it is.
Well, I think what? You were doing great just picking out people's energy is what it was. You might have been looking at colors, but you were picking out energies, and you just, like, effortless God didn't realize it.
Maybe.
Well, and only certain people, only certain personalities will wear those colors, bright colors.
Right? Yeah.
So you're not going to get some stick in the mud wearing a flowered, beautiful, brightly colored outfit. You're just pink not.
Suit. You're not going to get a stick in the mud, Lady Gaga. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
No.
What? Not wearing a meat suit? Crazy.
No. Meat suit? Why would you not?
Exactly.
You know what? I kind of want, like, the meat suit thing, though. You just said that, and I'm like, but that had to have been an interesting feeling to be wearing meat.
Dude, just that, like, must have been gross. If she didn't have an underlayer on,
yeah. Well, because I
can barely handle raw chicken. You think I can handle raw beef? Gross.
Okay, so we can't do Sage the Intern. We can't start any kind of, like, new meditation sort of, like, spa situation where instead of putting crystals on people, you just lay chunks of beef.
Here, roast on your heart chakra.
Gross. No,
that could be kind of.
I would not go to that spa.
No, but some people in this world would. Like, come on now. Vile. You could absolutely get that rolling. I like this. Pot roast on the heart chakra. That's absolutely for me. That is appropriate for me 100%.
It is close to your heart, right? If you're like me, grew up in the Midwest and pot roast was home.
Pot roast is absolutely home. And, you know, I think probably you need to look some, like, spare ribs are going to be, like, for your, you know,
where your solar plexus.
And your solar plexus. There you go. You get the spare rib situation going on. Pot roast. Right. We need a map. We need a chakra map of for like the meats that go with each chakra is what I need. We need to put that together.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to your party at all.
Okay, you don't have
not to your birthday party.
You told me to get liver and organs for my dogs.
Yeah, because it's good for your dogs, not your chakra.
But it could be, like, if we look, listen, I'm telling you, if we start marketing this, people would be after it. Like, there's an anti-vegan segment of society that would be so down for this. I just know there is.
Vile. Vile.
Sage the Intern, you're going to be our guinea pig, like, tester person. And we're like, Sage the Intern, we're going to test out all this, like, all the meat chakra.
I wouldn't even come close to you. I would never talk to you again moment. I'd block you on everything. Oh, so quick.
I would have to come all the way over to your house, to your farmhouse, and be like, Sage the Intern. Okay, no,
let you close.
I'll just cook the meats and we can eat them and we can just, you know, direct the energy to our chakras. How's that?
Is that better? As long as it's not steak or pork chop. I think I have pork chop trauma, but I can't remember it. So, and maybe that's why I don't like pork chops.
Well, get a tong so that you can core memory unlocked and remember why you don't like pork chops. You don't like steak either?
No, but I like chislik.
Well, that's kind of steak. That's beef.
You like what?
I think anything.
Chislik is like
round, steak. Flat meat form. I cannot do.
Okay.
So that's so your pork chops. That's your steaks.
What about else is that? Chicken breasts?
No, because they don't taste like steak or pork chop.
What? Okay. This is some. This, okay.
And they don't have a bone in it. There's no bones.
Does the no bones freak you out?
No, the no bones are make me happy.
The no bones make you happy. So what about ribs? How do you feel about ribs? How have we not had this conversation? How do I not know that you don't like steak?
I think ribs are okay because they aren't fatty. But it can't be if it's okay. We're thinking of ribs.
We're thinking of ribs. And it makes me happy.
And I can't do lamb chops either. But for ribs, if it's a huge chunk of meat on the rib, I can't do it. But if it's one of those skinny ribs, I can do that.
Hmm. I'm fascinated
by this. I can pull the rib off the bone quick enough where I can like disassociate for a second, pull the meat off, and then like reassociate and can eat the food.
Sage the intern.
So like a ribeye that doesn't have the bone in it, you still don't want it because it's shaped like the ribeye that had the bone.
Yeah. Yeah. But as soon as it's cut up and served in a different format, I can do. Like steak fajitas, when they're cut up in slices, I can do that.
And cheesesteak, you can do. Have you ever had cheesesteak?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good. I can do that too.
Here's what my brain thinks is that Sage the intern, you in another life are a member of the Donner Party. And that's why you have such a problem.
What? What are they doing?
Do you not know the Donner Party?
I feel like I should be Googling this. Oh my goodness.
The Donner Party. They were a party. Margie, help me out here. Explain the Donner Party to the intern.
Multiple mishaps.
They were on a they were going west and they were gonna caravan? Oregon Trail. Sage the intern. Oregon Trail went very wrong and turned to cannibalism.
They got stuck in the weather. In the mountains. Yeah.
If you could hide the humanness, if you could cook the human before. Have you ever seen Hannibal Lecter?
No.
The show? No.
I'm so glad we're getting into cannibalism.
The meals he makes, I would have eaten those. Even though I know, like, obviously.
Like Sweeney Todd. No problem. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you don't know.
I would have eaten those meat pies. If I don't know, I don't know.
Did you hear the dog squeak in the toy in the back?
Sage the intern, I'm pretty sure that you must have been in the Donner Party in another life. And I'm so glad you made a Sweeney Todd reference because I love that song, Have a Little Priest. Oh, that's one of my favorites.
God. Oh, in October, I should have just pulled the trigger. I was looking so hard for Sweeney Todd.
For what?
It was literally a flight down there in the morning, watching the Sweeney Todd Broadway musical, hopping on a flight home. But I couldn't find a time that worked. I was so mad.
Oh, we wow.
Well, let's pull it in from the Tongue Reverse that we all get to go to New York because we want. Oh, because remember, we were going to do some world traveling with Lonnie. Margie, that's what we need to know. You are going to come with me and Sage the intern. Sage the intern, we're going to have like girl ADHD vacation trips, is what we're going to have.
As long as I can bring my dogs, I'd be happy.
Well, yeah, you're going to be able. That's a rule for me as well. So don't worry. Of course. We make it happen that way. Margie, where are we going to go in the world that you want to go on girl ADHD trip?
Gee, I don't know.
Sage wants to go to.
I want, because I've been to Europe because I lived in Germany for a while.
Where in Germany?
I lived in Amberg, which is about.
Is that like southern?
40 miles. It was West Germany then. And so.
Very fun. That's cool.
I was there when the Berlin Wall came down.
Were you?
Yeah, it was crazy weekend.
I bet it was a crazy weekend. Yeah. Like super party time. What was happening?
Well, normally we had actually gone on a trip to Frankfurt, which is about a 3-hour drive from where we lived, to go shopping. And normally you'd see one or two East German cars on the road on that trip, both ways. I stopped counting on our way back at 40 East German cars.
closed everybody.
They all rushed out because they were afraid they would change their minds and close the border back.
Oh, so they were all
because they missed their families. You know, these people were separated from their families and everything just because of where they were living when the border was closed. So
man, borders. Yeah. What a silly human construct.
Isn't it?
It really is. Like
the Canadian border always makes me sad.
Why?
Because they had to is it a 25? What is that strip? I can't remember how wide it is, but they like took down all the trees in the forestry on that line.
Oh, to divide the to show the line.
Yep. It makes me
sad. A dumb thing to do. Again, borders in general already are dumb human constructs that nature doesn't need. And we're just
Nature doesn't care about it.
No, Nate, like, isn't it just like the dumbest, like building a blanket fort that you can't come into?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, you're not invited to our club. You can't come into our country. So dumb. What a dumb human thing. Anyway, where are we traveling to? Sorry.
No, early that's all right. ADHD.
Backwards.
I do want to go to, well, I want to go to the Southwest of the of America because I haven't been there. I do want to see
haven't either. Yes. I would love to do an RV trip across like the entire like Western United States.
Yeah.
Just all over.
RV? I want to do it on the train.
I've been on the, I love, like, the train is fun. I have done train trips. Trains are fun.
I want to do a train
I haven't
trip.
Done that in the States. Yeah.
I sat
They have one that goes across Canada, too, I think. One that goes across the South and one that goes across Canada, I think. The Amtrak train.
Yeah. I used to take Amtrak from Wisconsin to Fargo when I was living in Wisconsin to go visit family. And one time I sat next to a one-armed limo driver who was from Chicago. who kept offering me to take pulls of the two full bottles of booze that he had in his duffel bag.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I'd like to see Machu Picchu too.
Ooh, I would love to see some of those like old, all the monolithic structures. I want to check out Göbekli Tepe in Turkey. I would definitely go to Machu Picchu. Not Machu Picchu. It's in Mexico. Isn't it? No. Or maybe it's in South America.
I can't think of the name.
You know what I'm talking? The one where it's like Russian dolls. You know what I'm talking about. Is it Chichen Itza?
No. Chichen Itza?
Is that the one? Where it's like the pyramids that are like, there's a pyramid, but then there's another pyramid under it and another pyramid under it. Like they kept building on top of it. And then like there's underground, I don't like kind of tunnels or whatever that you can go into. Ooh, that's the other place I want to see is Derinkuyu in Turkey, where it's like the human ant farm where they dug into the ground and had like all the weird ant farm pods stuff and whatnot.
That's neat.
How upset would you be to have to live underground?
I would not like it.
It would freak me out. Like that kind
Somebody
of like
sneezing, Sage.
What?
Somebody has the sneezies.
Richard has a squeak ball.
Oh, that's it.
And now he just. It started raining at 1, so the dogs got put in at 1, and now they just are crazy.
Stir crazy.
They're just
yeah. So now I just take it and I chuck it across the house, and then I don't see him for a second, and then he comes and he shoves it on my arm.
Well, it's okay. He's got you trained really well.
Went that way. I know. We both have each other trained. It's crazy.
You can see his tail. Trained.
What kind is he?
He's a German Shepherd Husky, this man.
Oh,
Richard. Oh yeah. Her big man, Richard, is
there we go.
Beautiful.
That's who you want. That's who you want with you if there's bears in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, he would sit there and watch them. They would stare at each other.
He's big, though.
That's true. He is big.
So, listen, if we're all in the woods together, you've got Richard, who's big. We'll all make ourselves big. I'll be super loud. We'll scare everything away. And we'll all be safe together.
You know, the one problem is He's a husky, but he's a husky that doesn't talk.
And it's they're supposed to do the vocal stuff. Get him one of those mats. Get him one of those mats where you push the buttons to talk.
Oh, he would. He would talk to me. But he doesn't, he's not vocal unless Chuck, unless they're playing too hard and he's telling Chuck to knock it off. Or if he's on his back and like wiggling around, then he talks.
Then he talks.
But he doesn't do the talking when you're sitting talking to him. So he's got the German Shepherd throat chakra.
Yeah, he does. He has the husky tail, the German Shepherd brain too. German Shepherd brain.
Okay, but that's kind of an interesting little thing there that you just said, Margie. Say more about that.
What, the German Shepherd throat chakra? That's just where his identity is for his voice is in the German Shepherd, not in the husky. If he identified more with this husky side, he would talk constantly.
I like that.
Yeah, he'd be a yapper. He's not a yapper. He was when he was a puppy, but only for a week, and it was so sad.
Aww.
Because my roommate at the time, her brother, would always try to get him to howl.
I love that.
He would not do it.
My dad used to do that with the dogs all the time and drive my stepmom absolutely insane by like getting all the dogs to howl. Like,
that's funny.
It's one of my favorite things. I wish I was good at it, but I can't get the dogs to howl to save my life. I got to practice it. I got to tune into the right throat chakra energy, Margie.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know you can give them a command word for it, but that's if they howl.
No, but
I gotta. Yeah,
Margie, what's the pee in the pool method of do? What's that method?
Get a dog to howl. I don't know. The only dog I've ever had was a Malamute.
Oh, those are big white fluffy dogs.
Oh yeah. Well, he looked a lot like a husky. Like he was really big. And we didn't have to teach him to howl because he howled.
We
lived out in the country and there was a volunteer fire department in town. Was like 4 miles away. And when the sirens would go off in town, he would howl out in the country because
you could hear it.
Sing back to them. He'd sing back.
I love that.
And it got to the point, one time we had a tornado pick up his doghouse with him in it. And from then on, every time there was a storm, it didn't fly off. It just went to the length of his chain and put him back down. So it wasn't super strong.
That's some like Dorothy going to Oz for the dog kind of situation. That's like, that's kind of rough. Poor dog.
Yeah. So he became afraid of storms. So he just started, he would just break his chain and come to the house when the storms were coming.
Well, I don't blame
the chain
him.
Was more of a suggestion for him, not really doing
anything. Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him if he was getting picked up by a tornado. I'd be like, nope, heck with this. I'm out.
He was an amazing dog. He was so smart. He knew where he dug holes in the summertime. So when you went out to play with him in the winter, he knew they'd be full of ice. And as soon as your foot hit the ice, he would whack your feet out from under you and make you fall so he could lick your face. It was so funny. So funny. And then one time we came out in the morning and
fun energy.
We fed him in an oil pan. Have you ever seen an oil pan where you're changing the oil in your car? So that's what we fed him in every day, right? And he'd pick it up with his teeth and spill the dog food around when he was done eating and sit way back and wait for the birds to land. And when the birds would land, he'd just jump up and sit down and watch them fly away because he loved it.
Oh my God, I love cutie. That.
He was so sweet.
You have a sweet dog. That needs to be an animated.
My dogs don't do that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like an animated little, like a dog that does silly stuff like that on purpose. Like,
oh, we could do all of his stories. He was so funny. wake up on a Saturday, look outside. What's laying on King? There's a cat laying on King.
King. I love it. King the Malamute. Love it.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Just scaring the birds away because it's fun.
Yep.
I love that.
Sleep on him. He had one time though, a hawk landed on his house and he wasn't too sure about that. That was pretty big. So he was like,
bigger than his normal birds.
Bigger than his normal birds. No, that's like a super fun. That's a fun little animated series of like he's doing silly dog stuff, and he's but like then there's like the stick in the mud like dog that's like maybe a little terrier or something, or maybe like a cat. Maybe if that's more of a cat. Maybe there's a cat that's like, what is wrong with you? Why do you bother to do things like that? You know, and then the dog.
That'd be funny.
Do you have, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think this would be a great little animated series. You've got like the cat that's like the stick in the mud, doesn't want to do anything. And the dog that is like doing silly, fun stuff just to do silly, fun stuff. I love it.
Cool idea.
We need to talk more about these stories then. So we like, I love that. That's so much fun. Sage the intern.
I have a GPS collar on my puppies.
Oh, do you? Good idea.
No, but she also trains them super well, which is like Sage the intern is kind of a boss at like animal care in general. Like I'm amazed that you clip their nails because I can't even. I have a terrier that is 18 pounds.
Gotta clip their nails, dude. Even if they hate it. Like, oh, I had to wrestle Richard last weekend because his nails were too long, and he hates it. Because his one black nail out of his whole body one time got clipped too short, so it was bleeding.
Yeah.
And now he just can't handle it. So it's a little...
I pay someone else to do it, Sage the intern, because I am afraid of that very situation. I don't want to do it.
But I probably should pay someone to do it, but...
But you're a boss and you do it yourself, and I'm so impressed because, again, Richard is, what, 69 pounds? That's a lot of dog to handle.
69 pounds on the dot.
On the dot.
He's the best looking dog she's ever seen. Period.
Period.
Wow.
Sage all he gets for dinner is cheese anyways, so. anything else?
Sage the intern, in your honor, my snack that I have today is some Tennessee whiskey, Bella Veneto cheese. I had some cheese here.
Period.
In your honor.
I need to order some more fancy cheese.
Order some fancy cheese. What's your favorite fancy cheese?
It's called Redhead Creamery. Their cheddar cheese is delightful. Their garlic cheddar cheese is not as delightful, but their normal one, I could get a solid wheel of that and store that forever.
Wow.
I love it.
Where is it from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It's about an hour away from me, but I won't tell you which direction.
Let's go visit that. That's another podcast thing we need to do. We need to take a little trip to go to the cheese.
Haley, I was gonna force you to come with me to an event on June 15th at the Redhead Creamery.
Yes,
but I'm in Yellowstone.
Well, you
are. I'm in Yellowstone that weekend.
Well, that's super crazy fun times though. That you get to go to Yellowstone. What are you going to Yellowstone for?
I know. My parents have decided that it's the last family trip, so we're headed up there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Take lots of pictures, and hopefully you see some bears that you get to scare away by channeling some Frankie Loud energy. Mm-hmm. And I would love that. We'll go.
You're in trouble.
Why? What did I do now?
All the stupid pineapples you gave me are now in my freezer. The two of them are in my freezer. I am going to give you your pineapple jerky back. It gets a thumbs down from me.
No! Really?
Yep. The flavor was really good. It was the texture.
You're such a texture.
I'm such a texture freak.
You are the steak thing and the shape and the texture. Okay, this is fascinating to me.
Marge, have you seen these jerky sticks that she is obsessed with?
No.
I have one right here. It's like the pureed pineapple
and then it's dried like in a dehydrator.
And it's just got like it's pineapple and coconut, and it's like it's a half of an organic pineapple with coconut, and Is it chewy?
It's
so it's like a fruit instead of a.
It's not tough like I don't know.
It's not like fruit leather.
No, it's not.
It's chewy. Sorry, I finally took on my dog, and I get hyper obsessed with them.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm hyper obsessed with it.
That's okay. She's really good.
I have some girly ADHD with popping ticks.
She's a boss.
Ever since I moved to the farm, I have to pull them off and pop them.
No, wow. I love it.
I popped one.
She's a boss at tick popping, and I'm really proud of you because I get really sad. I have to like pick them off with tissues most of the time. I have a hard time grabbing them with my fingers.
I gotta try. This sounds a little weird. I gotta try going fishing again. Because the last time I went fishing, I could not touch the worms and I could not touch a fish. But hopefully, after moving to the farm a little bit, I can go and touch the fish and touch the worms.
Okay, but you grab the ticks. You can grab the ticks.
I know. I can grab the ticks. I can touch spiders. Why can I not touch worms?
Okay, Sage the intern, but this is where you and I make one whole person again. Because I can't touch spiders and ticks. But together, we make one whole person where, like, I can absolutely, like, the worms and the fish and the snakes and the salamanders and the turtles and all that stuff. Yes, I will touch it. I will pick it up. The bugs I can't do.
But no worms, no ticks?
I can do worms, but I can't do ticks and I can't do spiders and I can't do bugs in general.
Can I tell you a fun fact?
Yes.
Fun fact, you aren't supposed to put spiders out in the wild if you find them in your house. Because they're so used to living in your house conditions that when you put them outside, they'll die.
So it's better to smush them and end it quickly?
No, it's better to leave them in your house. Happy. Because they eat all the flies in your house.
I'm in an apartment and I
have all the real bugs you don't want. Yeah.
You know what I want? Marge, are you good on time? Can you sit with us for a little longer?
I'm here. We're good.
Okay. I know we're at an hour and I don't know. We'll just keep rolling it. Because I do want to talk about Sage the intern, how we make one whole human being together, and this is super fun for me. No, I can't.
In different aspects of our lives.
yeah, but it's okay. It works. We go together really well. I enjoy it. What were we? My brain just lost it now. Girl ADHD with the bugs.
We're one human. We're the orange. We're the tomato. Wait, it's supposed to. I think it's the olive theory. We're the olive theory.
I don't know what any of that is.
You don't like olives and I like olives, so you give all your olives to me. Or tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes, but you like tomatoes, so I give all my tomatoes to you.
And I took all the tomatoes, but I love olives, so like that doesn't work. But you won't eat pineapple.
Then. I'll give you all the olives. They're black olives. I'll eat those.
Oh, I love all the olives. Black olives, red olives, green olives. Marge, where are you at on the olives?
Yep.
I don't touch any of them.
Any of them?
None of them.
All the olives to me, then. I will take all the olives.
Haley.
All the olives free. Olives. I'm kind of sad, Sage the intern, that you didn't like. I got Sage the intern so much pineapple for her graduation.
pineapples have been good in smoothies. I'll give you that. Really? I haven't tried the pineapple pieces.
Which ones? The crunchy ones?
No, the crunchy ones are bananas.
Oh, that's right.
Pineapple.
Guess what? Because I thought I grabbed the pineapple ones, but I did not. And I got home and I pulled the bag because they're both in the same green bag. I pulled the bag open and I'm like, these are bananas. Damn it, these are.
Which is fine because I love banana chips. That's what they're called.
Those are so good.
Well then, there you go.
Why are they better than real bananas?
I don't know. Texture, probably.
I was going to say.
Probably.
The smushy, grainy texture of the bananas.
Gross.
My daughter doesn't like ripe bananas. I love ripe bananas with little speckles on them, so they're nice and super sweet. And she's like, oh no, she likes them where they're, still starchy. So it works. So we get bananas on the weekend, and the first half of the week she can eat the bananas, and then the last half
and then once
of the
they,
week I can
you
eat
can
them.
Eat the bananas.
See? And together we make a whole person.
Yeah, exactly.
No, see, I love it when things like that work out and you balance out well. Margie, there's another thing that I was going to ask you, though. Now I remembered. Because some of the things that Sage and I talk about are, like, our autistic tics. And one of mine is, like, brushing my hair because I can't stand snarls in my hair. What kind of autistic tics do you have that you like to share with the audience?
I don't sit still.
I don't either.
Oh, see, you need a squishy ball.
Yeah, my feet are always... Ball. Right now, my legs are doing this.
Oh, are you a leg bouncer?
I'm a bouncer.
I'm a leg bouncer.
Even when I'm standing, I'm moving. It's funny because my sister does the same thing, but she rocks this way and I go this way. It's pretty funny. People look at us like, what the heck?
My sisters and I will do this thing where we'll like sort of do like a five thing. We're like smack hands together while we're standing there. And like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's just like a rhythm thing that we'll get into. Right.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I like it. It's a fun thing. Those are fun autistic tics though. Yeah. I sometimes am
call it what? Stimming.
Yep.
Oh no. Okay. Sage the intern said this before. Tell me about what is it? Stimming. What are more examples of this? Explain this to me.
You brushing your hair because you don't like the snarls. That's
stimming.
Yeah. Stimming. Doing this with my cup constantly.
That's stimming. Okay. Playing with my tongue.
Stimulating. Stimulates your mind. So you got to keep doing it.
So it's kind of a new word for fidgeting, yeah. Fidget spinner. Okay, I gotcha. I'm with it. I see.
Yeah.
I like it. We need to make some stimming merchandise toys. So that they can intern.
I make finger labyrinths.
What's that?
Ooh.
I use two CDs and okay. I take the coating off of them and paint one side. And on the other side, I make a labyrinth with glue and string. And what? Then I paint over that. Yeah, so it's got a groove in it. So you follow the groove when you're having a hard time focusing. So it's a labyrinth that fits in your purse the size of a CD.
That's super cool. I love that. That's some merch you got to put out. Like, you got to market that.
But they take so long. I don't know what, you know, they take a long time. Well, that's why
you make some prototypes and then you go to Shark Tank and you have them fund you to make a bunch of them and their new fidgety, whatever, tactile, whatever you call them for people. That's super interesting, though, to me. Like, you follow the...
Have you ever done a labyrinth walk before?
No.
Have you, Sage, done labyrinths?
I haven't done a walk, but I've seen them. I've seen them being done.
It's just another meditation practice, a way to focus.
Mm-hmm. Like this, I'm just thinking of doing like a maze, like at Storybook Land. Sage, the intern, have you ever been to Storybook Land in Aberdeen?
No, I don't like their water. Aberdeen's water is gross.
Okay, I didn't know.
Anywhere you go in Aberdeen, even a restaurant, it's vile.
Oh no,
vile, vomit inducing.
That Salem, South Dakota, same thing. Their water is terrible. Eureka, South Dakota, very good water.
Hmm.
Yeah. So come visit. Yeah, come visit Eureka and have some good water. That's where the good water is in South Dakota. In case anyone was wondering. That's where Salem. The good clean. Yeah. Well, Salem's no good. Salem is.
Oh, Eureka is that one's bad. Water. Did you say good?
Eureka? It's Eureka is where it's good. They have the nice, clean artesian well. Yeah.
Eureka!
Nice.
Eureka! We found it! I love it. Oh, nice. I do love it.
So the difference between a maze and a labyrinth is, in a maze, you can go all sorts of directions and get stuck. A labyrinth is a direct route. So it, for instance, it'll go like this and then go back on itself, but there are no wrong turns. There's only one way.
What? Okay, this is a thing I don't think that I knew. No, I'm trying to. I'm a visual person.
So you know those books you had when you were a kid that had the find your way out of the maze thing, but you could get stuck and you'd have to go back on yourself and find the way to the next part of the puzzle. Labyrinths don't have that. Labyrinths, there's only one route.
So you can keep. So eventually, no matter what, you get out.
You get to the typically you go to the middle and then back out. The same way you came in.
Okay. Well, now we need to find like some big estate with like a crazy big labyrinth so we can all go walk through. And that's going to be one of our girl ADHD travel things that we do. We're going to do a labyrinth walk.
There's one here in my town.
Two. Well, there. Sage the intern, we need to go visit.
We'll come visit you.
Come on down.
We'll come on down.
Come in the winter when it's too cold down there. Come down, get some warm weather. Warmer weather.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. I know that's warm weather. You can call it warm weather. It's compared to anything that we have in the winter.
Yep.
100%.
It might get down to 12 here, but it's not that cold.
Oh, that's nothing. That's shorts weather right there.
Sage the intern, are you one of... Sage, do you do shorts?
I can wear shorts until it's zero.
You are just out of your mind.
Clock zero, I can't do it. Tapped out.
That's the marker for when we're done. I love it. Yeah. Oh, Sage the intern.
I miss cold weather, though. I need to go back up north once in a while. I miss the snow.
I don't have that problem. I'm so glad it's not cold anymore. I am becoming so, like, I don't know what the problem is. The opposite of desensitized and becoming sensitized to temperature. I don't know why that's happening. Freaking me out.
What is going on? What is going on with you?
I don't know. Sage the intern. I have no idea. I'm tuning into the river and weird, crazy jump cut things are happening in my experience, and I don't understand my temperature regulation anymore.
I think that is so cool.
It was so cool until I realized, like, oh, but now what? What?
Ask, I don't know what to do. Ask. Sit in silence and ask. Am I supposed to do anything with this or just enjoy it?
Or just enjoy it. See, Margie's got the answers. That's why I do love that we have Margie here. She's got these fun answers. Just sit and ask. Me, I want to panic and freak out and think, like, oh, I'm wasting this. Margie's like, no, just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it. Yeah, I always call. I've said to some people, we've had some quite extensive discussions where people say they don't want to come back, you know, to 3D again.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? Why would you say that? It's the only place you can create. This is a vacation for your soul.
You get to go have new experiences.
Exactly.
You get to test out new foods and snacks that you don't get to have.
Yep.
You get to create things.
You can't create things.
They just think of it,
it's there. There's no process.
The process is, the process is the fun.
Yep.
It's like all the crafty craft things. Do what?
It's just like sex, right? The goal is not where the fun is.
It's the getting to the goal that's the fun. Like, yes, right. We all want the orgasm destination. Of course we do. Absolutely. But like the getting there is the fun part. If you didn't have that part, it wouldn't be as much fun.
That's right.
I love it.
All for the experience.
It's all for the experience. See, this is why I love the way that you explain things, because they make so much more sense to me than any of the other, like, the guru energy talk things that are so very mechanical, right? Like, you have a way that I can relate to it. And I love that.
Thank you. I'm glad.
It's exciting for me to think, like, what are the new crazy fun things we can tap into with, like, energy playtime fun stuff?
Oh, gosh.
That we can help.
So many things.
So many
Anything
things.
You can think of.
Well, okay. I told you. Okay.
Have you found your dollar yet? Have you asked for to find your dollar, and have you found your dollar?
I haven't asked to find a dollar. I will ask now to find these. I mean, I have dollars in my car. I recently found. Do you know what happened that I thought was kind of funny? I Sage the intern. You know my $2 bills from my dad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I have one of those stickers.
I know you do. I know you do. And I've been handing them around to all kind of people, and I still have them. It's like they're duplicating. My dad was a coin collector. Kept $2 bills. I inherited his coin collection, partly because I bought half of it for him. But, like, I was, like, going through some of these journals. I was looking for – I've got journals and journals full of, like, T-shirt ideas and different things. And I was looking for something in particular, and I opened one, and these $2 bills all just spilled out onto my lap. And I'm like, where the hell did these come from? And I was like, hey, thanks for dropping all this money in my lap, because you can do that on any bigger scale any old time you want to. That's super fun. Thanks, Dad. That's cool.
That's it. What page was it on?
It was like the back of the book. It was like the back. Oh. Like they had been stuck just right in the back of it that I must have stuck in. There were so many of them. And I was like,
isn't that cool?
Dad, these $2 bills just keep duplicating. Because I have been. Sage has some. She's seen me hand them out. I hand them out. I hand them out to strangers sometimes where I'm like, here's a $2 bill for good luck. I've put my QR code sticker on some of them and left them random places.
Nice.
That's like nice. Somebody's just going to find a $2 bill with a QR code that says Frankie was here. And it's just hanging out on top of, you know, like, I don't even know where I've left them. Somewhere in the grocery store on top of the booze or something.
Nice.
Good idea. The real places people need them.
I'm just trying to leave a little booze. A little luck and a little happiness for somebody. Yeah, for sure. Maybe you had a hard day. Maybe you wanted to go grab that case of beer. And here's a $2 bill for you and a QR code that goes to all my super fun podcasts with my friend Sage the Intern and my friend Margie. And I'm just trying to share a little bit of fun and love with everybody.
Yay.
That's all I'm trying to do. No, listen, ladies, I know I've kept you for over an hour here. We've kept our lovely audience people for over an hour. We can end the live stream super fun times and come back. Margie, thanks so much for hanging out for this girl ADHD.
Thanks for inviting me. It's so much fun.
That has gone all over the place and also nowhere at the same time, which is a great thing.
That's perfect. Yeah, just follow the line. Follow the flow. It goes. Goes where it's supposed
to. We just talk in circles. We app in circles.
It's a labyrinth. The whole podcast is its own labyrinth.
That's right.
That's what it is. Well, thank you all. I've been Frankie. That's been Sage. This has been Margie. And for now, we're clocking out.
All righty. Thanks. That was fun.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.